Morning, everyone. All right, we're going to start our order service today. Lovely Sunday. Good morning to everyone. Pleasure to see you all here. I hope that we've all had a wonderful week, a positive week as well. And it's always great to be united and to be in the house of the Lord as brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is absolutely brilliant. We're two or three gathered. You know that we all know that God is present. So with that in mind, I'd like to think we've all had whatever kind of week we've had, highs and lows and everything. But I want us to just kind of just, in one or two words or just a sentence, say something. If someone feels free to say something that they learned about God this week, whether it's in the highs or in the lows. And I just like us all to just kind of just share a little bit. To kick it off, to make it feel a bit easier, I will share that this week I learned that God is real, especially through His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit is very real and active. That's one thing I learned this week. And I just want to commit this service into His hands before we get on. Heavenly Father, we just come before You this morning. We commit this service to You. We thank You for bringing us here together. We are Your children and we're present here because of You. And You know each and everyone's hearts here and You are very present in our lives. Continue to do that, Lord. We just pray that You are present with us today as well. And I pray that You continue to be active through Your Son, Your Holy Spirit, Lord, in our lives. In Your mighty name I pray. Amen. Later on today, we're going to hear, obviously, in our readings about who Jesus is. And we'll hear from Colossians, Philippians, and Hebrews. And all these passages are going to help us to answer that big question, who is Jesus? And we're going to be reminded that He is the image of the invisible God. And we're going to be reminded that He shows us His humility in becoming human like us. And we're going to also learn that He is our perfect high priest who gave up His life for us. So who is Jesus? Jesus is God who became man. He came to earth not just to show us what God is like, but to rescue us. His sacrifice means that we're forgiven. His sacrifice means that we are loved. His sacrifice means that we are given a new life. And that changes everything about who we are and how we live. So we've got that. So Jesus is amazing. And like Douglas says, it encapsulates everything. Jesus is everything.
This is from Philippians. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature, God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory, the God of the Father. This is from Colossians. The supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so in every might He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have His fullness dwell in Him, and though to reconcile Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue your faith established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard from Him and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and which of I, Paul, have become a servant. And from Hebrews. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, and set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, He does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for His own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priest men who are weak, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son who has been made perfect forever.
Thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you very much for the amazing reading. Thank you for that.
Not sure where I start, but the Bible speaks about Jesus about 103 times as names: Savior, Way, Life, Resurrection, Bread, Healer. Name it, is about 103, I think, or even more. When the question asked this morning, who Jesus is, and we start sharing who Jesus is, I have a question for you. Is that a knowledge or a belief? Okay, both. Here is the thing, guys. If it's knowledge, it'll be a good thing. Like, I have some knowledge about electricity. But I believe there is electricity when I don't see it, yes? If I touch it, I'll get electrocuted. But I don't see it, but I believe there is electricity because I see the evidence of it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Therefore, there is a massive big difference between I know Jesus is my Savior or I believe Jesus is my Savior. You get it? There is a way of knowing, and I choose to eat from the tree of knowledge, or I believe to eat from the tree of life. Is that making sense? I hope so. Knowing, I know a lot of stuff. But do I believe is a different matter. Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Therefore, the way I function, I can function on knowledge or I function on belief. The real transformation will happen in my life when I believe. Therefore, all what he said about himself, it become mine. Is that making sense? Yes? And it will happen. Therefore, when the Bible describes him, he is the image of God, the image of the invisible God. In him, everything created. Everything. Genesis 1. In him, everything created. In earth and in heaven. Thrones, principalities, and he bought a big, huge list for us. But is everything created in him? And by him. John once said, he is the word of God, and this word created everything. In him, everything has been created. And by him, everything be created. This is Jesus we know. But is that Jesus we believe? Why I am saying that? The reason I'm saying that is not to challenge you on something new, but to challenge you on something you face in a daily basis. In your work, in your family circumstances, yourself and everything. And here is the thing. I am struggling. But when I declare the name of Jesus on this, I declare it with a belief or knowledge. Here is the key. Is there is a big fine line between them. I know, but I really believe things will happen. I know Jesus is everything, but he is everything in the circumstances I'm in. When I speak the name of Jesus over stuff I have, over my family, my kids, everything, is I am believing what I'm speaking. Do I practice? When my wife said, I really have a very bad night, I couldn't sleep well, and I said, okay, do I pray for her like the same way I pray for Sue in the church? In the church, I'm a really good guy. But at home, do I am practicing what I am saying with my family as well? Does that make sense? I'm a good guy in the church, but at work, I am practicing what I'm doing. What I believe, it will happen on my work as well. I'll tell you something happened 2 days ago on one of my night shift. Something said, okay, you need to go and fix this. I have no idea what I'm doing. Physically, I have no idea. I never done it before. And I go up and I said, okay, Lord, I need hand on that one. I have no idea what I'm doing. And the Lord started to open my eyes where the problems are. And I couldn't believe what is going on. Oh, this problem, and this problem, and this problem. And I'm explaining to the guys what is the problem is, which I have no idea what I'm explaining, but I'm explaining something. What happened is, I believed in my heart and my prayer that he will give me a hand this night. Because honestly, I never done it before. But I said, Lord, open my eyes this hour, this now, to what is going on, because I don't really know what is going on. But I was the only guy on shift have the responsibility to find out what is going on. And when you pray, he speaks. He shared. He talked to you. He is the fountain of knowledge. I know that. He gave me all the understanding. I know this. But on that particular moment, did he do it? Yes. He is the healer. I know that. But when I'm praying for my wife to be healed, is he doing it? This is what I'm trying to say. Knowledge, belief. Who Jesus is, I know, but who Jesus is, I believe in, this is a different matter. Is it? Or that is the reality. That is a transformation. That he can do what he say he can do. Makes sense, yes? Therefore, the real transformation is when this distance, the longest distance ever between this one and this one, to be shorter. This is the longest distance. Between what happening in my brain and my knowledge and my belief in my heart that he can do it. This is the longest distance. The transformation that this distance, which is the shortest one, you can see it, it can be really short. What is happening here is happening here. I have some news for you. You know that Jesus didn't die on the cross for you alone. Oh, yeah, yeah, for everybody. Not for a human being alone. You don't believe me, yes? Colossians the reading we have a minute ago. Galatians said something very good. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things on heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Very strange verse. In him, he reconciled what? Me and Andy and Lucy and Ron and... Yeah, good idea. But is it? In him, he reconciled what? Hello? What he reconciled? Everything in heaven and in earth. Can we put that verse, please, on Colossians 1, 20, 19 and 20, please. Thank you, Jacob. And the second one. Yeah, there's the one. Thank you. Yeah? What does that mean? He reconciled everything in him, in heaven and in earth. I have some news for you guys. You will never run out of prayer. You will never run out of prayer. Why? Because I can pray for the land. I can pray for my garden to be reconciled. I can pray for my dog at home. Oh, you're laughing. Come on, silly. Is it? Yeah, Proverbs 12:10. The righteous take care of his animal. Is it biblical? We have a global warming. Oh, really? Does the church have any responsibility to pray that to reconcile the land with him? Hello? Recycle. Yes, great idea. Do this. Fantastic. You are helping. But helping on what? Because this is the good deed you can do as a nice, good Christian guy? Or this is really what you believe, that he can reconcile everything in him, including earth and plants and everything created in heaven and in earth? When we fall, the land was cursed. The earth was cursed as well. But when he died on the cross, he reconciled everything on heaven and on earth with him. Very strange, isn't it? You'll never run out of prayer. You know that everything Jesus said about himself is to do with everything we live with? I am the light of the world. What is reconciling here? I am the way, the truth, the life. What is reconciling here? I am the bread of life. What are you reconciling here? I am the resurrection. What are you reconciling here? I am the door. What is reconciling here? I am the healer. What is reconciling? What is redeeming? All right, our amazing dawn again. Always I remember dawn. Amazing prayer. You remember this prayer in Chronicle? Second Chronicle? She prayed all the time, hear our land. Forgive our sin and hear our land. What does that mean? In so many worship time, I have been here 9 years, and I'm still hearing Dawn in 9 years, over the full 9 years, forgive our sin and heal our land. What that mean to us? It's a nice prayer. Don't just fill up the worship between the songs. Lovely. Good idea. But the beginning of the verse is amazing. If my people who are called by my name, they humble themselves and pray, I will listen, and what happened? I forgive their sin and heal their land. Oh, that is a spiritual land. Yeah, really? I give you homework. Read 2 Chronicles 6 and 7. The Solomon prayer. All of it. The context of it, it was real land we are living in. If the locust came, if this land had become wiped up, all your crops, everything, it will be gone, I will hear your land. Let's talk Ely. What is a good economic thing in Ely? Field, potatoes. Did you pray for the crops of this year? Did you pray for the farmers? Did we pray for the land? Did we pray for the weather to be the right weather for our crops? This is what does it mean, hear our land. Transform our land. Transform our economy. Transform our weather. He reconciled everything in heaven and earth in Christ Jesus. Madness, crazy, but this is the reality. This is what I believe in. This is the Christ I believe in. In Him, everything created. In Him, everything reconciled. It's in Him only. When I call His name over stuff I face in a daily basis, it's about Him. Who reconciled everything in Him. He is the highest priest. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord. Is He in your life? The direction of our prayer should change because it's not just about me. The direction of our prayer is to do with what is going on around me, locally, over the whole country, worldwide, because in Him He reconciled everything. How far I'm praying? For Israel and Palestine, for Ukraine and Russia, for what is going on in the media around me? What I'm doing? What is the church doing as a body of Christ? This is what He said in Colossians. And He is the head of the church. The church is His body. What we are doing as a church to believe in Him, that He reconciled everything in Him. How is our prayer diary looks like? How is our prayer looks like? I'm talking to me, not you. But I'm talking to us, because here is the thing, guys. I can say, okay, he is my, full stop, or he is ours. He talked about receive the Lord and Savior as individual. But when he said continue your salvation, he talked to the church. Here he said, no, a particular individual in 2 Chronicles to come and return to him. If my, not one person, my people, he's talking about a lot of us, all of us. Therefore, there is a corporate prayer here where it is his body pray, not me only. To agree, to pray for Ely together, to pray for the land together, to pray for the nation together, is all of us in. If my Ahmed, no. If my people, if it's all of us, his body, we humble ourselves. You know what does it mean, humble ourselves? I looked at it on our friend Google. It said recognizing one's total dependence on God. The whole submission to God will, to God's will and commandments. This is what I do. If I submit myself, humble myself, it means submit myself. If I depend on him alone, he is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. He done it all. I depend on him. This is what does it mean, humble. If I humble myself, if we humble ourselves, he will listen. If we call on his name, he will listen. If we change our knowledge to believe, he will listen. If we focus on him, that he is everything to us, he will listen. This is who Jesus is. But the surprise bit, that everything in heaven and earth reconciled in Jesus. Are you with me? You get that in your spirit. Let's just close our eyes for a minute. Let's call on his name. Call him Jesus in your own language. You don't have to just call Jesus. Call him Yeshua, call him Yeshua, call him whatever language you are speaking, call him in his name. The language is closer to your heart. Call his name on stuff you want to see him moving. When I speak your name, mountain moves. When I speak your name in my work, things will change and transform. When I speak your name over my family and my kids, something will change. when I speak your name, when I call your name, Jesus. When I call your name, circumstances will change with my friends in school. When I call your name, things change with my neighbors. When I call your name, the economy of this city will change and prosper. When I call your name, things will happen in higher authorities. When I call your name, things will move because you are in it. You reconcile it all in Jesus. When I call your name. He done it all in the cross. He humbled himself. Take our image to die on the cross for us. He done it all. He redeemed everything in heaven and in earth. Our part is as his body to call on him. Father, I pray that you make that real in our life. You make that real in our workplace. You make that real in our families. You make that real with our kids. We call your name. We call your name. In this city, we call your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Imad, for sharing such a profound message with us this morning. Very challenging as well. And that was really, really deep. You went really deep with that. And thank you very much for that. And as we look at that question again, who is Jesus? I was very challenged by that myself, and I'm sure that we all were. But to really think about when we do answer that question, is that coming from knowledge or is it actually coming from our actual belief? Are we just answering that just from just what we know and we should just answer it, just whatever the correct answer is to say? Or are we actually saying that through our actual belief? And we need to think about that a lot more and always. And even when we're praying, are we praying just from responsibility as Christians? Are we just saying our prayers just because we have to, you know, just mark the register, we did it for the day, whatever it is? But or are we actually knowing and are we actually praying from actual belief in what we share as our faith? So that is a challenge that we need to all walk back home with and into our lives. Like, we need to be doing that from belief because overall in him, all is reconciled. Thank you very much for that. Just going to share a blessing, a prayer for us as we go out from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Hope we have a great week ahead and God bless.